Two stories now about the Middle East and the limits of U.S. power to control events there. In Iraq, over the weekend, politicians announced they've agreed to form what they're calling a national partnership government. It would be led by a Shiite coalition, but also include Kurds and Sunnis. In that Shiite coalition would be the current Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, and his one-time arch-rival, the radical anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports on what this could mean for Iraq and its relations with the United States.
The Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is best known for heading the Mahdi Army, which over the years has waged fierce battles against rival Sunnis, American troops, and Iraqi forces. In 2008, Iraqi and American troops cracked down on the Mahdi Army, and Sadr ordered a ceasefire. This, plus the American surge and the Sunni awakening, is credited with the slowdown in violence here in recent years. Now, though, with Sadr's party poised to join the government, American officials and many Iraqis fear the worst. The southern port city of Basra at one time was all but controlled by the Mahdi Army. Since the 2008 crackdown, markets like this have thrived. The manager of one gold shop, who only wanted to give his first name, Aysun, says a man recently walked into his shop and demanded about $800. He claimed he was a member of the Mahdi Army. When Aysun took this complaint to police, they ignored it.
The security man, they told me, put it in the water and drink this water.
Put it in the water and drink the water, meaning just get rid of it.
Even the Iraqi police is scared.
Earlier this month, Mahdi Army members who were detained after the 2008 crackdown rioted in a Basra prison. Officials say they threw a grenade that killed one guard and injured several more. Major General Vincent Brooks commands U.S. troops in Basra and the surrounding provinces. He says Sadr's return to power is emboldening Sadr's men to try and thwart American projects and to threaten fellow Iraqis.
Sometimes it's in the form of attacks that begin, score settling. In other cases, it's direct threats to Iraq's security force leaders. And there are indications that this emboldenment has been ongoing for about 30 to 40 days.
That's about how long it's been since Sadr threw his support behind Maliki. Other analysts say it's better to have Sadr inside the political tent than hiding in the shadows. Hisham al-Hashimi advises the Iraqi government on militant groups. He says the lavish life of politicians could temper the Sadrists' violent leanings.
Once they get involved in this civilian life and this luxurious life, they'll be paying attention more to the car they're going to ride, whether it's a Japanese-made or German-made. So once they experience this luxury, they will stick to it and they'll forget about the past.
Back in Baghdad, Sadr's advisors acknowledge that recent political talks with Maliki's aides have led to the release of Mahdi Army members who were detained back in 2008. But they insist these men are innocent of harming fellow Iraqis. Sadrist Hazem al-Adiji says there's nothing wrong with the political party maintaining an armed wing.
The Mahdi Army people and the Sadrists in general all believe in the wisdom of and also follow the orders of Muqtada Sadr, who have frozen, have suspended the activity of the Mahdi Army, and they are committed to that order.
That order, Adiji says, does not apply to a small and secretive faction of the Mahdi Army called the Promised Day Brigades. The group's sole aim is to target Americans. At this house, back in 2008, three men were detained by American troops for fighting with the Mahdi Army. Just this month, they were released from jail. This man says he's killed Americans, but he hasn't killed Iraqis. Now, he says, he's prepared to wage a political battle. But what if Sadr ordered him to take up arms again?
Yes, anytime. I would be ready.
As the sun goes down, more Mahdi Army men gather around. We won't just fight Americans, one murmurs, but the Iraqis who collaborated with them, too. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.